This is
Mythical.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning.
Hello.
How you doing, Link?
I'm good, Dad. Daddy. Father. Pops. What's popping, Pops?
it's been a really good day today.
Oh.
Because that job that I've been working on since January in that big house, I finished it, and my wonderful wife, Nancy, went over there and helped me get everything cleaned up and put back, and we're out the door. I ain't got to go over there. Not right now. I got to go back in about a month or two and do something on the outside.
You're talking about being done, and before, you're not even done talking about being done, and you're talking about, I got to go back. I got to do the outside. Okay, let's just bask.
Yeah, but I'm done on the inside.
In the glory of the victory. Congratulations, Dad.
Yeah.
Since January, you've been stringing these people along. You've been dragging your feet.
Understanding, and of course, this was a big house. I mean,
yeah,
5,000 and some square feet. So,
whoa, how many bedrooms are we talking about?
4 upstairs, and then a crow's nest up above that, and then a master bedroom, and
crow's nest
bathroom downstairs, and then a hall, steps going downstairs to the bottom floor, and I had to paint all that, everything. So, it's a pretty big job. Painted the ceilings, the walls, the trim work, everything.
Woo! Congrats, Dad. Did you grow to hate this house?
No.
Every time you drive by it now, you'll be like, ugh, I spent 7 months of my life, or not quite seven.
No, okay. Yeah. But about?
Maybe 4.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be correct. Yep. Yeah.
Is a check in the mail?
Oh, I'm going to pick my check up tomorrow.
Oh, you do the face-to-face. You just grab that check
right out
of their hand.
Well, I'm going to happen to be in that part of the world. I don't have to worry about it. These people pay me. They ask me all the time in advance, do you need some money? Do you need some money? And I don't, I said, I'll get some all along, and I did. So,
okay.
These people's good to me. Yeah.
All right.
Good to me.
What were you going to ask me?
I said, I know you've been traveling around a little bit, but you were in North Carolina for some things, but
it's a top secret. It was a top secret mission.
Yeah, that's right. But your other mission was you had to fly back with your mother and mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mitzi, she's 72.
And she had not ever flown.
And she did good. She really did. You know, I took some video of her. She doesn't want me to share any of her video, but like I made her look out the window. She didn't want to look out the window. And then she was fine. The one thing that she did, I told him, I said, listen, y'all got each other. And if you need me, just throw something across the aisle and wake me up. And then I'll do what I can for you. But I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't telling her every single thing, but I, you know, I told her to open the window and look out when we took off. And like, she got up the nerve to do that. And then she was fine. It turned out to be a very smooth flight. And then that's I looked good. Over there and she was like, she was looking at, you know, with the pre-flight stuff, she was looking at all of the diagrams of like how to escape down the slide. And all, you know, she was studying all that stuff that like, you know, I don't even remember that stuff's in there. So she was looking at that. She put that away. And then I looked over there again, and she was doing the same thing with the barf bag. She's like, oh, looking at the barf. She did. I think she thought it was a brochure of some kind because they're flat. She was looking. And I was just watching her. She didn't see me watching her across the aisle. And like she was inspecting that thing. All of a sudden, she turned it up, and I saw her open it up, and the light came on. Oh, this is a barf bag. I don't think she kept it as a souvenir, but they did give her wings because she told them that it was her first flight. So they gave her like some wings and a pack of cookies. Of cookies. And then I went to sleep, but I woke up to a clamor over there on the other side. And I could hear them talking to each other because, I mean, they talk loud. Like, Chrissy's mom was a teacher's assistant for kindergarten and first grade, like, for most of her life. So she talks like she's talking to a classroom at all times, even on the plane. And mom can't hear that well. So they're sitting there talking to each other. Now, well, I'm sorry, I've turned over your water. I think Mitzi came back from the bathroom and mom had a water and then like she didn't see and like she's scooting by her and she like spills the water all in her seat. My eyes remained closed, but I heard something was going on. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my eyes closed for this one. And I peeked a little bit and the flight attendant was bringing a stack of napkins. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to let him handle this. That's what his job is. And then I'm there for the real emergencies, which never happened.
Yep.
So I feel like I took some good pictures. I put them on the family group chat and sent them back home to Christy's dad and everybody so they knew that they were safe. But the butt got a little bit wet. Oh, and she went to she didn't tell me this till we got off the plane. You forget when you fly as much as I do. You just forget all the things you have to learn when it's your first time. And I said, afterward, I was like, well, how was the bathroom? And she was like, well, the bathroom, it was tight in there. But it was also dark. Like, it was like, I mean, I almost couldn't see anything in there. Had to figure out if I was going in the right hole, is what she said. And I was like, well, when you go, when you lock the door, the light comes on. She was like, well, I guess I didn't lock the door. But nobody walked in on her, but she couldn't see anything when she was in there.
So, oh, Lord, poor thing.
So she's, but she did really well. I mean, she enjoyed it. I think, honestly, she was like, I don't know what all this hubbub is about people getting all up in arms about flights because, you know, Christy has flight anxiety. Her sister has it. And I was like, you're the normal one. You're actually normal if you can just get on a flight, go somewhere, and get off and be there. That's how normal people fly. Yeah. I said that in front of Christy just to give her a little bit of shit. But so now they're at the house, and I just so happen to need to work this week.
Just so happen.
I'll be home every night for dinner, and I'll be available for any type of dinner conversation or anything they need. But this, I mean, this is pretty much, this is a big week for Christy.
For Christy. Well, her mom ain't never been out there, so. Yeah.
Well, it's more on Christy. Like, she's got a lot on her plate to figure out where she's going to take him and what she's going to be doing with him and all that type of stuff.
She can handle that.
See if they can get some Thai food, right, Dad?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Thai food.
Yeah.
Do you still call it Thai food, or was that just because you were reading the sign out loud when you came out here?
I don't even remember. How long ago was that?
That was I'll never forget it.
We talking about Thai food.
That's right. You read the sign out loud when we were driving past the sign that said Thai food.
Okay.
You said Thai food. Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I don't remember, but you know.
Okay. Well, you did.
That's all right.
Thai food.
Well, Link, I have noticed that my dispatch from Myrtle Beach Beast are not, they've kind of slacked up a little bit.
In what way?
I need to get them back in the thing about sending me some more emails. We ain't getting as many emails and questions.
Oh,
and
really?
Stuff.
So the mailbag is getting a little
A little dry.
Oh, dry.
It's getting a little.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell them.
Getting a little dry.
You need to issue a Myrtle Beast challenge right now.
So come on, you Myrtle Beast. Y'all got to step up to the plate. I keep trying to step up to the plate and give you what you want, and Link does too. So we need y'all to step on up to the plate and get us some more emails going here, and so we'll have some more stuff to talk about. And
what kind of things do you want to hear, Dad?
You know I like anything that they send. I've answered questions about people's love life and things that they do, and paint questions and try to help them out what to do with all that stuff and where to go on a trip and where to go and different things. So
just picking your brain. You wanted to pick your brain.
Yes, I do. Yeah, send me something different. Yeah.
Send him something different. There you go. And you still take jokes too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes we'll go back to a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remind him of the email address. I'm sure you remember it.
ratherbeshagging@53aol.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put the ad at the wrong place, but that's fine. I'll figure it out. What did you say?
Rather be shagging 53@AOL.com.
That's exactly what you said. That's right. Right.
I try. You know, sometimes when you get old, things don't just come right out like they ought to. So you Myrtle Beast help me out. So send me some more stuff to ratherbeshagging53@AOL.com.
Anything.
Come on, get with it.
Get with it. We're here. We're ready.
All right.
I like it.
Did you know that Rhett and Link have a grooming line? Well, I didn't. Unleash your legendary style with a line of mythical grooming and personal care products. The collection features items for the hair on your face, hair on your head, and for everything else. Available now at mythical.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started.
For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What you want to
do? Well, we're going to do another Don't Tell Nana episode.
Okay. All right.
It's time for another edition of Don't Tell Nana.
So this is something that, all right, that I'm not supposed to tell her. All right. What is it?
Well, it's kind of got something to do with Nana, and it's got something to do with your Aunt TC. Oh,
okay.
And, do you know anything about a Santa Claus that you and Rhett borrowed one time?
Am I on the stand right now? Because what is the line? I don't have a recollection one way or the other. But off the record, I do remember there was a Santa Claus that we featured in a short film that we were making. This was many years ago, though.
Before you ever moved to L.A.?
Yeah, this might have been 2000. This might have been 2005, if it's the same Santa I'm thinking about. Oh, are we talking about a plastic Santa that's like...
About 5 foot tall, that danced and did all this stuff, and when y'all got through with it, it...
Well, what?
Well, what? I mean, you could tell the people that... You know, so I don't have to steal your thunder, but you know that you broke it.
I don't recall breaking it.
You don't recall breaking it.
And what? What
recall,
is?
And you don't recall gluing it back together and putting it back in the box.
Uh huh.
And not telling your Aunt TC. Nothing about it.
Yeah, nothing. Well, it's one of them Santas that like it had like a, it would dance.
Yeah,
it would do like one of these. You know, I'm sure you can That's do it right. better than me, Mr. Shagger. Let's see your best dancing Santa. Yeah, I think we'd have to tilt. Most of the action is below.
Yeah,
the camera.
That's right.
But like he was kind of like this. And he was plastic, and he was hollow, and he was riding in the back of our truck, my truck. And I think he might have fallen out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
So, just a little bit. And I think it busted him up a little bit. But he would still dance. We just needed to get that certain part of the dancing
face. His face was...
Oh, it was his face?
Yeah.
Kind of crackled?
Cracked and come apart. And I don't know what kind of glue y'all used, but y'all glued him back together because when Teresa took it, Aunt Tisa took him out of the box, he was still together.
Well, what's the timeline of this, sir? Because it was summer when we made the video.
That was correct. So, and then was, and you know when Christmas is, don't you?
I believe it's the end of December.
Well, you know, but you decorate your house and get everything out.
Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving or right, you know, the first week. And she was getting all her Santa Clauses out and all her one Santa Claus and putting it up on the porch and... Mm-hmm. It just won't dance and like it used to, but she really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it that Christmas because y'all did a, hey, I mean, she, with the way she tells it, y'all did a really good job fixing it. But the next year when she took it out, the side of the face fell back off because where y'all had put that glue on,
wow,
and it had been hot in the building, it had melted the glue, and Aunt Tisa didn't have a Santa Claus no more.
Well, hold on now. She did have one.
Yeah.
It just didn't have as much of a face as she might have wanted.
And so she stuck it back on there and turned it sideways and used it one more year on the porch. But, you know, the main thing about this Santa Claus is, with what she, this is just, I'm just kind of giving you what she told me all about this Santa Claus.
Okay.
And everything. And trying to get to the point says, you know, she said she paid $250 for this Santa Claus. And it was broke and new and red. Tried to fix it, but it didn't work out too good. And she really liked this Santa Claus. Really liked this Santa Claus link.
I know. Almost to a weird point.
Well, yeah. I mean, she likes Christmas and decorating just like Nancy does.
Yeah, but that's so, it's a little weird to be that attached to a Santa. I'm just saying.
And she knew that, you know, she didn't say a whole lot about it then, but about a month ago or so, she brought this up to me.
Again? A month ago? This was 2005.
A month ago. And I mean, I didn't know anything about this till about a month ago. And she said, I didn't really say anything because she threw it away about 3 years ago.
Okay.
But her point is, you know, when you and Rhett, just like everything else, and kind of like you tell me about dispatches, you got to be patient and get more people involved, and you might make some money. But, you know, she said she really didn't want to say because, you know, y'all were trying to get started and probably weren't making a lot of money.
No, we weren't.
And getting along, but then she said, but
we had to beg, borrow, and repair left and right.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, she said it's been about 10 or 12 years. Well, I told her it'd been longer than that because y'all been in LA 13, so it had to been 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was my figuring out. But I told her, Link, no, she told me, Link, she said, you know, I believe he could afford a Santa Claus for me now.
Is that how this is? Mm. What, I mean, is she talking about it like
one that dances 5 foot tall, just like that one?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what else she done. She looked on Amazon or what them places that you look, and she found some used ones, and they several on there that you might ought to have Logan or somebody look up, and you might want to purchase one and just surprise her and ship it to Coates, North Carolina.
She's been hanging on to this. This is quite a grudge.
It's just her. She's been hanging on to this for 15 years.
She really loved that Santa. Now, listen, I have a couple of things I got to say. Okay? I know that you're just the middleman. And so I'm not directing any animosity towards you or anybody, really. I have no animosity. I feel a little attacked. I feel there's some assumptions being made here. And we got to talk about a couple of things. First of all, the time between the borrowing of the dancing Santa to the discovery of any problem with the dancing Santa was not 5 months later, but a year and 5 months later. There has to be some sort of statute of limitations on retribution for something of this nature. But that's assuming that we actually
broke the Santa.
Now, because there's a lot that can happen in a year and 5 months to a Santa. And there's other people moving stuff around. might be dropping boxes, might be rearranging storage stuff, and they might swoop in and need to do some repairs to damage that they made.
So you're not, but you know, Lance and them was still kind of young. You ain't trying to say that they might have broke it.
I am. I am definitely saying that my cousin Lance may have broken that Santa, because I don't remember. I remember it maybe falling off the back of the truck. I don't remember anything about the face being broken. I don't have
you
a recollection of that.
Anything about the glue being?
I don't remember nothing about glue. But it sounds like I don't remember anything about glue. But I do remember that you saying that it was a really good glue job. So good that she didn't even notice. So let's say I did do it, and I'm not saying I did it.
That's my story. You can do like that song. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. So let's say hypothetically we glued it back together. It was a good glue job. And then a year after that, a lot can happen when you're reboxing, putting up, pulling down. You know, it's like, I can't be responsible for everything that happens to this Santa Claus for into the indefinite future, into perpetuity. Like, come on, Dad. I mean, look at it from my side. Come on.
hold on a minute. You're taking this, you're going about this all the wrong way. Just like sometimes when you and Christy, and y'all have a little spat and you have to let things smooth over. You know, it'd probably be a whole lot better for you if you just go buy a damn Santa Claus and send it to him.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to do that. I was getting that.
But I mean,
This is the public forum.
Somebody else.
This is the public forum. What are people going to think of me if they think I'm the type of guy that would break my beloved Aunt TC Santa and just go behind her back and try to fix it, not tell her about it? Well, what kind of person does that make me out to be? Come on, Dad. It's like this is a PR fiasco we're talking about here. You know, this impacts you too. We gotta watch out for each other. That's the whole point of this segment. Don't tell Nana is we gotta get our story straight.
Well, I'm trying to do that for you because...
Well, I didn't break the Santa.
You keep talking about it and trying to not take any blame. And we don't care whether you take blame or not. You should have just said...
Who's the we here, Dad?
I'll just send Aunt Tessie a Santa Claus. It'd all been over.
But whose
side
are
you? But you've been talking for 15 minutes that... You don't know about this.
I'm not done talking either. Because I'm about... Whose side are you on, Dad? Come on, we're in this together.
What?
It's like, if I go down, you're coming down with me.
I won't end the truck with that Santa Claus.
I'm talking about this show, Dad. If it comes out that I'm a Santa destroyer, that I lie to my own aunt. Nobody's gonna want to listen to a show like that with a guy like
that. Well, see, I don't think you ever lied to her. You just didn't ever tell her nothing.
That's right. See, now you're talking. There you go.
You didn't ever lie to her.
There you go.
You just didn't ever bring it up.
And I also didn't do it. So let's remember that.
Yeah. And all you Myrtle Beasts out there, he didn't do it.
There you go, Dad. Because who else was there? I mean, Why is this all about me? Let's make this about somebody who's not here to defend himself. There you go.
We could get Rhett. It was probably Rhett's fault.
If I am to recall anybody breaking that Santa's face, I would probably recall. I'm not saying that I am, but if I were to, I'd probably recall that it was him who did it.
Yeah.
And then him who glued it. And them who said, he said, just box it back up. It's as good as new. Mm. You know, it's not his family.
Because he didn't.
You know? He does this type of stuff all the time. But he, yeah. And so here I am taking a fall for him all these years later. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him this Amazon link that you've been talking about, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to make it right.
That's what I'd do. Yeah.
And I'm not going to invite him on this show to defend himself, and I'm not going to bring it up to him. I'm just going to send him the link and say, you need to take care of this.
Ooh, Lordy, I hear you. All right. Sounds like you got a plan, and you going to come out on top again.
Again. That's right. She's still hung up about this, Santa.
She brought it up to me a month or two ago.
It was not that special of a Santa. It was a short film called One Man's Trash. And we entered it in the Carrboro Film Festival. I think we might have won a little award. We did not win any money. But see, we lost money on the endeavor. I'll tell you.
Remember what you put that what you made a video, but you can't remember nothing else about it.
I cannot recall. Okay. But we're not telling Nana, and we're not telling TC about this conversation.
No.
But okay. She might have a Santa showing up at her house. I have some runway here before it gets to be Christmas time.
You got 4 or 5 months to see if you can get Rhett to take responsibility for it and send her a Santa Claus.
You know what? I'll just do it. I'll do it out of the kindness of my heart. I just want this to go away. I want everybody to be happy, so I'll do it. I'll find a dancing Santa with a perfectly unblemished face. And I will mail it to Aunt TC's door anonymously, because I don't want to take any credit for this. I don't want this to be about me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you, Dad, for bringing this up and for keeping this in the cone of silence and secrecy between me, you, and all the Myrtle Beasts listening.
That's right, because we're not going to tell Nana and we're not going to tell Aunt TC.
That's right.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Well, hey, you Myrtle Beast, I found a new place for us to go eat down here at Little River, South Carolina, and the name of the place is called the Blue Drum. And boy, they got some good seafood, and they got anything that you want. They'll fix it for you. And if you're down here in North Myrtle Beach, or get down here at Little River right across from it, if you want to get some good seafood with a wonderful place that's on the inland waterway where you can watch the boats go by and all that. So come on and go to the Blue Drum down here at Little River, North, South Carolina.
Little River, huh? Is a Blue Drum a fish?
Well, a drum is a fish.
Is that what they're referring to?
And I think there is a blue drum. I don't fish.
Or is it just a drum that happens to be blue? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a good place to go eat. So come and try it down here.
Okay.
At Little River, South Carolina. And I think you really enjoy it. Really enjoy it.
I might need to give Aunt TC a gift certificate to that too. I don't know. Yeah. I'll try it.
Well, Link, I reckon we've talked enough about Santa Clauses and everything else. So,
'tis the season. You know,
it's been fun having you here with us today. And we'll be back next week for another one. So don't forget to follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast on YouTube. And while you're at it, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And listen, if you got a question, comment, or story you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Send me them questions on in, and y'all have a great rest of the week, and we can't wait to tantalize your taste buds again next time.
Woo-hoo! That's a good one, Dad. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
I love you.
You're looking out for me. I appreciate it. Love you, too.